Welcome to Now Hear This. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. Now Hear This is a conversation with leaders in Indianapolis that are working to improve the lives of Hoosiers. Our goal is to empower you to join in their work and make a difference while informing you about the unseen aspects of life in Indiana. If you miss an episode, you can now listen via podcast at nowhearthisindy.com. Today, my guest is Arveta Jadanwa, who is the executive director of Bosma Visionary Opportunities Foundation. It's a pleasure having you. Thanks for joining me.
Pleasure. Nice to meet you, Chris.
The Bosma organization, Bosma Enterprises, the foundation, there's a lot of moving parts to it. So what part do you represent in the grand scheme of things?
Absolutely, Chris. My name is Arveta Jadanwa, Executive Director of Bosma Visionary Opportunities Foundation. And really, our goal within the foundation is to raise funds in support of the critical programs that Bosma Enterprises provides for people who are blind or visually impaired across the state of Indiana. Bosma Enterprises has been around since 1915 and really does two primary things. Number one, we provide employment for people who are blind and also navigate them to positions in the community, as well as provide comprehensive vision rehab programs for newly blinded adults.
Okay. So what are some of the work challenges that people who are blind face in the workforce today?
People who are blind face a 70% unemployment rate nationwide, which is astounding, and a 62% unemployment rate right here in Indiana. And in fact, Bosma Enterprises is the largest employer of people who are blind in the state of Indiana. Transportation is a huge barrier for people who are blind, but that is probably the only, I would say, barrier that people who are blind face when it comes to employment. Certainly, it's not that individuals who are blind don't want to work or don't have. It's really about not having that opportunity to work. And really, that is what Bosma Enterprises and the foundation is in the business of doing, at providing opportunities. We believe that everyone deserves an opportunity at Bosma, and that is really our goal within the foundation and Bosma Enterprises.
So what kind of employment opportunities do you have? What do you make? What kind of products are there coming out of Bosma Enterprises?
Bosma Enterprises is a Ability One agency. It is a part of the National Industries for the Blind, national organization that supports people who are blind nationwide. With that, our organization packs and distributes gloves to VA hospitals across the country. It's a contract that we have with the Department of Veteran Affairs. So those gloves are packed and distributed right here in Indianapolis by our employees, of which our total employees, it's about 220, wow. And 55% are blind or visually impaired.
So what is the origin of this? You mentioned it was 1915 when it was founded, but where did the idea come from to serve this community?
Certainly, Chris, we were founded in 1915 as the Board for Industrial Aid. And really, when Bosma started, or the Board for Industrial Aid back at that time, the focus was to provide people with disabilities, people who are visually impaired, with the opportunity to work. And then later in 1938, there was a act called the Javis-Wagner O'Day Act of 1938, which really founded the Ability One program. And the origin of the program is to create job opportunities for people who are blind and also people with severe disabilities as well. So Bosma is very similar to like organizations such as Goodwill, Easter Seals, are very similar in that we are Ability One agencies, and the focus is to provide opportunities for people with disabilities to work and provide for their families.
So what's the difference in that category between other nonprofits that we might talk to here on Now Hear This?
Sure. Bosma Enterprises is different in that we really qualify ourselves as a social enterprise in that we have earned income from the contract that we have with Veteran Affairs hospitals that supports our organization from an operational standpoint and enables us to be able to provide jobs for people who are blind or visually impaired. So we have that source of income that comes in to support that work, as well as support our programs and services that we provide to newly blinded adults across the state of Indiana, of which we serve over 800 individuals through those programs.
Yeah, let's talk about those programs. What are some of the programs that you operate outside of just employing folks?
So we have a program that is delivered at our primary location on the northwest side of Indianapolis, where we take individuals through an experience of learning how to do things all over again without sight, including simple tasks such as pulling a chair in and out, changing a light bulb, to advanced skills such as using a computer, using their iPad, understanding the types of lighting that they see, which is best for them and their environment. So really, at our center, for what we call our Center for Visionary Solutions for the Blind and Visually Impaired, we have a simulated environment that takes individuals through what they would do on a normal daily basis and teach them how to do those tasks with limited to no vision by relying on their other senses.
Yeah, I think the, for lack of a better word, the caricature that people might think of in terms of a person that's blind is somebody that's born without sight, it's completely dark, but that isn't always the case. It could be later in life, or it could be partial vision. What are the varying types of blindness that BOSMA works with?
Sure. We work with individuals, primarily adults. We do have a program that we partner with the Indiana School for the Blind or Visually Impaired that serves teens, and that is a program that is focused on, you know, giving them internships and opportunities to work prior to experiencing the unemployment rate I referred to earlier. But primarily, our target population is newly blinded adults, and on average, we are seeing middle-aged adults come through our program. So individuals who have had usable vision prior to. So the training that has to take place for someone who has lost their vision in middle age is much different than the training that would occur for someone who lost their vision when they were born. So there is a difference in that types of training that is offered to them.
Yeah, what are some of the success stories that you've seen as people enter the program and when they leave and maybe years out?
Sure, yeah. There have been, you know, a multitude of success stories that really I could speak to. But the biggest success has been, you know, when individuals go through our programs, they essentially go through, they learn how to do these things all over again, you know, learn how to use a computer, of which, you know, every client that goes through our program receives a computer. Mm. So they gain the skills that are needed in order to be successful, not only in the work environment, but in life. One I can really speak to is Chris Dunleavy, who is went through our program, and really he is really a truly success for the organization. He worked for the organization for many years, and now he is a staff attorney at Eli Lilly and Company. So it really shows how our programs have had a significant impact on, you know, the lives of people who are blind or visually impaired. And Chris often shares our story and his story, really, of, you know, how BOSMA has impacted his life.
So you've touched on it a couple times, but I imagine the rise of a digital society and knowledge work moving more towards a computer has probably both complicated but also improved the lives of people that are blind. How do you prepare people in terms of working with digital tools?
You know, we are really focused on that. We have on staff a instructor, accessible technology instructor that, you know, takes individuals through the process of, you know, learning their devices, you know, whether it's a phone or an iPad or a computer. And it really has, I would say, overall improved the lives of people who are blind or visually impaired because of the types of audible software that is out there today that, you know, allows individuals who are blind or visually impaired to hear what is on their screen. So, for example, with, you know, an individual using a computer, there's a software called JAWS, which stands for Job Access with Speech, that essentially reads what is on the computer screen audibly to someone who's blind or visually impaired. So at BOSMA, we teach individuals how to use that software. There's other technologies such as Zoom Text, which enlarges the font on the screen for someone who's blind or visually impaired. So, you know, there are a lot of new technologies that we have been able to tap into to really make life easier for someone who's blind or visually impaired.
So let's talk about how people can support your work as we start to wind down here. Where can people find out more information about the organization? And you've got an event coming up, which is Dining in the Dark on April 4th. And people can find out more information about that by calling 317-871-2182 or go to BOSMA.org. What is Dining in the Dark, and what are some other ways that people can support your work?
Yes, Dining in the Dark is a wonderful experience where guests dine under sleep shade. Again, it will be on April 4th at JW Marriott. Typically, we have about 800 guests in attendance at the event. It truly is a awareness opportunity and experience for guests to dine under sleep shade for about 20 minutes and essentially have somewhat of an understanding of what someone who's blind or visually impaired goes through in dining.
Now, can I ask what a sleep shade is? Like the sleep masks, or how do you achieve that?
Yeah, if you would envision like a normal sleep mask.
Okay.
We have black sleep masks that we give to every guest, and they put those sleep masks on and dine in complete darkness. We turn out all the lights. So it truly is an amazing experience. What I would also say is very unique about our event is that we actually have ambassadors at each table. And those ambassadors are people who are blind or visually impaired. So throughout the dining experience, you get an opportunity to talk to one of our clients or one of our employees or just an advocate in the community who is blind or visually impaired to get an understanding of their story, to get an understanding of, you know, what has made them independent, what has contributed to that. So it's not just only about the awareness experience. It's about the engagement with people who are blind at this event.
All right, last question. Is there anything that you'd like people to know about your work or about the experience of being blind that is often a common misconception that people might have that you see every day and you're just like, I wish everybody knew this thing? What would that be?
Yeah, I would have to say one of the things that we often hear, you know, well, two, if I can take some liberty, is number one, not all people who are blind read Braille.
Mm-hmm.
Only about 25% actually read Braille. And because of advances in technology, Braille is not as used as, you know, some other, you know, communication tools. And then secondarily is not all people who are blind are monolithic in that many people who are blind, you know, they have varying degrees of vision. So in many cases, a myth is that, you know, if you're blind, you can't see anything at all.
Right.
And that's not the case. So, you know, at BOSMA, we teach people who are blind what is the best lighting that they see under. You know, they may have some usable vision, you know, if they're visually impaired. So that was, I would say that those two myths are ones that we hear often at Bosma Enterprises and Bosma Visionary Opportunities Foundation.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Arveta Jadanwa, who is the executive director of Bosma Visionary Opportunities Foundation. If you'd like to know more, you can visit bosma.org, B-O-S-M-A.org. You want to attend Dining in the Dark, please give them a call at 317-871-2182. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Now Hear This. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. If you missed any portion of our program, you can listen on our website, nowhearthisindy.com. If you'd like to have your organization featured on the show, please contact Gabby at 317-475-7407 or via the contact page on our website. Thanks for listening, and we will be back again next weekend with Now Hear This.